Welcome to the Authentic Human Podcast, where we reveal the true origins of humanity that are hidden behind the lies we're told, the illusions we're encouraged to accept, and the rules we're expected to live by. My guest today is Helen Peacock, and I have to tell you, I am really excited about this one. I have like butterflies in my stomach. And Helen, welcome. Welcome. Oh, thank you for being here.
That's a beautiful introduction. Butterflies in your stomach. I love it.
I do. I'm excited. I don't have any idea where we're going to go today, but now that for those who don't know, we literally got on this call maybe a minute ago. We had some technical stuff we had to sort out, and then we just jumped in. So Helen and I have never met, which is always my preference. And it turns out that I feel like it's Helen's too.
Yep.
And so we're just going to kind of go in and play today. But I am really excited. Like the energy, I can feel it. It's been building for a few days. There's certain guests, there's certain people that when I know energetically that I am going to be connecting with you, the energy starts to build days in advance. And then about 2 days before, like I have like pins and needles on the edges of my skin. It's not like goosebumps. It's literally like pins and needles, which it's a heightened sense of awareness. And, I'm a strong believer in the right people come together at the right time. And for whatever reason, I feel like that's what today is really going to be about for both of us, which is kind of awesome.
What I love about this too is the timing of it just before the eclipse and what's happening in the universe, everything aligning, you and I meeting, we're aligning, everything is aligning.
Right?
Love it.
Yes, it's huge. So I'm going to kind of give you a choice. So you're a guest in my home today. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And so you get to choose whichever adventure you want. So, we can just have a conversation and you can ask questions that you have, whether they be about yourself or the universe, mm-hmm. or the world. I get answers instantly from all the whoever out there in the universe is the best to answer, or you can say, okay, just start talking and I can give you messages from your soul about you and your journey. So it's a completely choose your own adventure kind of day. And we can go back and forth between all of it as well. Like there's no rules.
I like that. No rules. There was one thing, when Susan had mentioned to me, think deep or think of things that you want answered about yourself or your higher self, whatever. I'm like, that's fucking deep.
So just as an aside,
drop the F-bomb. I apologize. I just dropped the F-bomb.
Oh, it's
that's
good.
Who I am, right? That's who I am. And Susan knows that about me. Maybe she should have warned you on that.
Susan is my one of my team members for everyone who doesn't know. And she's the one who, if you want to be on the show, she's going to reach out to you and she reaches out. And Susan was the one who brought Helen and I together. So hence why Helen's talking about Susan. Okay. Sorry.
Just drop the F-bomb. Okay.
It's good.
So I did, nothing was really coming to me. And then one thing came to me yesterday and it's like, ooh. And then just before we came on, I'm just sitting here, sitting in silence, just, contemplating. And it's just like, okay, just throw things at me, talking, connecting with my higher self. And so one thing that did come to my mind is, what is my soul assigned to do?
Ooh, I love that. So it's really cool because, okay, so I know from emailing you to set this up that you are a medium. That's all I know. So just so that everybody else knows exactly what I know. Now, what I am seeing instantaneously is, well, this is clearly going to be a profanity episode. And if that's not your thing, then you need to take some time. But ultimately, you're here to clean shit up. And And you get that, you know that, what I instantly saw was like, it's going to sound hilarious because, but to me, it made so much sense. It was like, sweeping, like a chimney sweep though. So so to me, that meant the chimney sweep is you can go anywhere. You can, you can be up in the rafters. You can be up in these precarious positions and places where most people can't go, won't go, don't want to go. You'll go all the places and you remove what doesn't belong. You're cleaning it up, and it's a tricky place to be, and it's a tricky position to be in the world that we live in, because most people they don't want to give up. Right? Like they don't want to give up on what they believe and what they think and what they know. And, your mission so far has been here. Let me give you another option for a belief system. And maybe you could just come along this way, and it's been emotionally challenging for you, to stay plugged into that purpose. I resist using that word only because it's not a job description. It's you have to figure it out every step of the way. And so, it's one of those things where it's been emotionally exhausting, and I see that, a lot of the times your biggest wins will emotionally feel like failures because someone's so angry and someone's so sad, and it brought out heartache. But you changed their life. You allowed them to see things and the dynamics of existence that weren't working for them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does completely.
So as far as where you're going, it's different. It's different than where you've been. And you know that. You can feel the shift. And it's been going, like they're showing me, it's been changing for about 8 or 9 years. And now you're coming to that place where it's almost full circle. So it's this place where now I can step outside of the safe place that I created and step into the place. Like I have goosebumps from head to toe, like, whew, now I can step into the place that I've always wanted to go. And there's a part of you that wants to weep with joy and gratitude, but there's also a part that's like, oh, okay, but can I trust that it's really happening this time?
This time,
This time.
ooh, this time. Wow.
Because how many times have you felt like, okay, I'm there. I did all this work and I had this challenge and I made it and I made it. And the reality is you are there. And this is now the tipping point. This is where you get to move forward, where Helen calls the shots in the sense of how you work, who you work with, but what's important to you at the core of what your work is. And when I say work, I mean, yes, your career, but it's also your friends and your community and how you interact with all the humans that you interact with. It's finally knowing that. So we're going into a place, and I know you know all these things for the listeners. We're going into a place where all of the illusions are coming down. This is known. This is no surprise.
Disclosure, disclosures, disclosures.
Exactly.
And but
Love that. That's such a good
how
word.
exciting.
Best time in the
How
world to be
exciting.
alive, right?
We chose
Yes.
to be here. And I know that we
Yes.
chose to be here. And I feel like that we're here almost like we're here to gather information. We're gathering information and sharing what we are receiving for those who are willing to listen.
100%.
And I keep reminding myself that we are not here to change people. We're here to be there for them when they have their awakening.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Oh, I am 100%. Those
And,
words must have come out of my mouth at least a dozen times.
but also in the meantime, staying true to who we are And you know, here you have authentic behind you, and that is the highest frequency that we could all hold, is staying true to our authenticity.
Yep.
Staying with that, and gratitude, of course. Those are my top two. Those are my top two. And just again, being true to who we are. And that has been one of my challenges through life, is staying true to who I am and not hiding behind the door, stepping through that door and trusting that I'm going to be okay. Trusting that, you know, sure, there's going to be people that are just, you know, I'm not going to be their cup of tea.
Yep.
Right? And I'm okay with
100%.
that,
Yep.
because we can't please everybody. We
But we're
can't.
and we're not here to. And when you accept that, then your work takes on meaning, like you did, right? Your work took on meaning because you were able to accept, I don't need everyone to like me.
I don't. And I see when clients leave my home or finish our Zoom session, and I have somehow brought peace or closure or validation, and then they come back for more. That tells me I'm where I need to be. Because it's how it makes me feel, knowing that, you know, I am being used as this messenger.
And it caught that person enough that they're like, okay, I'm ready for more now. Bring me more. Give me more,
But
right?
here's my thing, if we want to call it a challenge, is I get bored. I get bored so easily. It's like, okay, I've done this now. Next. Okay, I've done this now. Next. So what is my next?
Oh,
What is my next?
I understand that very, very deeply for so many reasons. I mean, even the iteration of this podcast, it's changed names so many times, it's changed intention to get bigger and bigger as I grow, right? And to me, boredom has always signified, okay, you're ready for the next challenge, right? And that's what I feel like you're saying. It's like, what is it, right? Like, what is it? So do you want me to ask your soul and we'll see? Yay. Okay, perfect. So it's really interesting actually because a lot of the angelics are here. And so there's first stream angelics, the ones who came and created matter. So they came and created the physical existence. In my understanding, and this is how I sort of understand them, the creator created all of the intention for this experience. And then the angelics were created, the first stream, and their mission was to create existence itself. So the physical matter. So they're the ones who created the planets and the, you know, everything that you can touch and see. And it's fascinating because you have first stream angelics and then you have second stream, and second stream angelics were here to create the experience. So very fundamentally different again. And it's understanding there's balance in both. So you have a unique ability to recognize the fullness of not only a person, but their experience itself. And because of that, you can help people understand how they're feeling, but also how they're meant to deal with the emotional state and the emotional reaction of what has occurred or what is occurring around them. And, you know, this is a massive gift. And I do feel like from here moving forward, you're going to step into that more fully. And you're going to allow that awareness, you're going to allow yourself to embrace it more and not need to put a label on what you do and how you do it so that there is no limits, right? It is literally, if you feel called to work with me, then reach out and we'll work together, you know, and we'll see, right? Because you have the ability to also recognize their higher, I use soul, some people use higher self, you know, you have that ability to retrieve the information on how best for you physically and your higher faculties and all the ways that you work and you communicate and what's best for them. But I do feel like it's going to change significantly because your work is going to become more grounded in nature-based play, which is fascinating, the words that they're using, nature-based play. And yeah, and it's interesting because like I keep seeing you in soul form, and how I'm seeing you, it's like a fairy, but you're dancing in the garden, you're dancing, and when I say garden, I mean like the raw natural forest garden that you would find if you stumble upon it, and it's the beauty of how it was naturally created, right? Not man-made gardens where, let's put this here because I want it here. It's understanding that all the plants are in the garden in the places they're at because they're meant to coincide in those specific ways, right? Because when you understand that synchronicity, right? It's like understanding mycelium and how fungus grows and but understanding how it communicates with each other. It's like the roots of the trees, how they communicate and they celebrate. And what they're showing me is you're about to go into this really deep learning of nature itself, because in nature, humans are reflective of the potential of nature, and nature is reflected of the potential of humans. Like, we hold the same traits. We've just forgotten that. And it's really cool because I've studied this quite a bit, but I'm actually seeing you studying it and writing a book. It's almost like, and on the book, it's really cool, the cover, it's like the trunk of a tree, and it's half the tree on one side, and then it's you on the other side, and it's sort of like your back is against the tree, and then where your feet are and where the tree's roots are, there's still energy coming down, and then the top of the tree, and it's like you can feel like your branches, your hair is like branches, and it's coming out, and it's and it like antennas, and it's literally going to be the connection between humans and the earth. But the part that's lost, the part that's been misunderstood, it feels like that's going to be your legacy, is that exploration and sharing that wisdom in a way that, because you're going to embody it, you're going to go so deep into this allowing, because you have such a beautiful ability to surrender to universal energy, right? That's how you're so good at what you do. It's what makes you stand out to the people that you work with and the people that you make a difference in their lives and the messages you're able to receive. And now they're showing me, it's like, oh my gosh. So when I was like two or three, I used to have this recurring dream, and I'd wake up, and it wasn't really a dream because I was awake, and I'd be in my bedroom, and along the top of the wall was a fairy tea party. And a fairy's tea party sounds like a wedding with 350 guests. It's very loud. They are, and you can hear the cups and the china and all of the clinking noises. And, this is how I would sleep as a child, and I would wake up, and I was like, how can anybody sleep with this noise? And I would go down to my parents' room, and both of them are sound asleep. And I was like, so I'd crawl into bed between them, and the fairies were all in their room. And it was like just on the top edge of the room, like those 1980s wallpaper borders. Yes, those 80s, 90s, probably 90s, I guess. Anyways. And so why that's significant, why I'm sharing that right now, is because it was like I was at your inauguration of what it is you're creating. And this connection between you and the earth is deep. It runs extremely deep. And it's beautiful. So Gaia is here. So I work with her a lot. I know you do. I don't work with her clearly as much as you do, but I think there's a part of you that has been hesitating to go as deeply as you know you can, because what happens if I'm too much for someone? What happens if I'm too much for, what if I can't come back to this world and feel okay, to the physical world? Like, what if I go so deep into the energy that I can't come back and feel good still in my day-to-day physical life? Does that make sense? And what she's saying is, it's time. It's time. You're ready. You're ready because the world is ready. So not only are they going to embrace what you're offering, you're going to be able to embrace it free of any limits, with any fears, any anxieties. You'll be able to finally allow yourself to flow into this dynamic like never before. How you feeling?
Good. I just want to validate a couple of things that you just mentioned. Okay. And that is, I was shown an image twice yesterday of a tree and a woman with her back up against the tree. Okay.
Yeah, I have
And
goosebumps.
I am a firm believer when it comes to serendipities and synchronicities. And I always ask the universe, whatever I'm meant to do, or if I'm meant to do this, I want it shown to me in threes. And so you just brought it all back to me. So I remember seeing this image, and it was kind of like in a video. Then this novel that I'm reading, the girl, the main character, is describing how she needed a place to study. And she says that, I found this tree and I decided to sit down with my back up against the tree. That's number two. Okay. Before we came on, I wrote down, I've had many past life experiences, where one where I'm like a priestess of some sort, and I'm constantly being chased because of this book that I have in my hands. And I have no idea what this book is. So I feel like it's like a book of knowledge or a book of something. And then one time I did a kind of like a past life regression, but it wasn't. And I was shown myself in front of the council, and the lead council showed me this book, but he presented this book to me as if it's a recipe. It's like a recipe of something. And I'm like, and he's like, you have the ingredients. And I'm like, to this day. So, you know, there's a lot of that that I'm kind of like, okay, so where are we going with that? And just as I'm speaking to you, I'm being shown another part where, in that same lifetime, or not lifetime, but I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dr. Michael Newton, but he is the one where you can go life between lives. So I took a session in that, and I was shown in the session me going through, first I went through like a healing chamber, then I went through another room where all the walls were all in gold. And my spirit guide was with me, and he took my hand and he says, I want you to close your eyes, and you're going to place your hand, and you're going to walk through this room with your hand moving along the wall. So what I was receiving, and this is what I could hear this, you know, telepathically, is you're downloading information, and all the gold was in Braille. It was like Braille. And I was, and apparently it's like, you're not going to be doing anything with this information. You'll know when you're ready. So I'm like, whatever that is, I don't know what it is. So there's so much. That's
That's
what
the
I'm saying.
surrender too. Isn't that cool?
Well, that was my tattoo. I had the word surrender, and the way that it was tattooed on me, it was crooked, then it turned into one big blob. And so I had that. So now I have a thistle, Scottish thistle, to fix it, because I was looking at it going, okay, this isn't right. I don't like how I feel every time I look at this, because I had an association with my ex. And so it was just kind of like, okay, so we're going to turn this into a flower, which is the Scottish thistle. And so, and that's my thing. My theme is, and I wrote it down, my theme is all about surrendering and freedom. And that's my tattoo with the infinity. So it's like,
Amazing.
I'm like, okay, but what's next? What's next? Okay, so I'm getting all this information, And like I said, every couple of years, we're coming into me being, on my own, doing my work, and we're coming up to 7 years. And I find there's always something around the 7 year cycle. And I'm like, I know there's something different. I know there's something big, and I feel some form of excitement. Just don't know what it is.
And it's definitely this new exploration. You, gosh, I love that. Thank you. I love how it all fits together. It's amazing, and being able to have a conversation with someone who feels not only what you're saying, but who can instantly, recall the awarenesses from, years and years, right? It's fun for me. Thank you. Because it doesn't
Oh,
happen every day.
I'm the same way. If I can get validation back, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's just like it just shows me that, we are so tuned in. We are so tuned in. I always like to say tap in, tune in, turn on, right? So it's like all of that, all of that. And so when you say nature, I just can't seem to get enough of it. Like I can't seem like I'm in a suburb area and it's like, oh, where am I gonna go? And my meditation garden up north, right? So it's kind of like I crave more of that, but yet I also love the city life. So it's finding the balance between the two.
And that's exactly what they said. Isn't that funny, eh? They were literally talking about all of that. And I know, and what they're showing me is it's not going to matter going forward because the whole world is going to be changing and how the world exists is going to change. So there won't be the limit of the city and nature. It will come together. And your story, what you're going to write, the wisdom you're going to write is what's going to bring those together in a way that's seamless. Hence the image of the tree and you with your back. But it's understanding that your ability to surrender is going to be the key. It's just not worrying, and I know you're good with this, not worrying how the information's going to be shared. It's just knowing the information's going to come through. And it's going to be exactly what it's meant to be. And as you feel that wisdom, and as because you'll learn it, you'll know it, it will be infused into the book.
Interesting. And I was told a couple of times a long time ago that I would be writing a book. And I'm like, what the hell am I going to write about? And here I'm thinking it's my life story. And it's just like, yeah, no, it's not that. It's not that. I don't know what it will be, but the timing is everything. And it's funny too, because as we were talking, I was shown the shamans who, because I've done ayahuasca, right? And so I was shown the shamans and how they receive their information and how they have to live in the forest to be downloaded all the information and how the recipes came together from Mother Earth herself, right? So it's like, whoa, that's deep.
Well, it's really cool that you say that actually, because a couple months ago in our community, we have a community that we meet once a week online like this, and it's really easy, but they gave us the opportunity to have an ayahuasca ceremony with the original shaman who created it without actually having to take it. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. With the original shaman who created the experience. And it was cool because a lot of the people in the community had done ayahuasca. I hadn't. And so we all had different perspectives on the ceremony itself and how we felt. And
Wow.
it was unbelievable. I still get goosebumps now just thinking about it. So thank you for reminding me of that. And those are experiences and wisdom that you can gather, right? You can gather from those. Like when I'm driving through different parts of the country, and it's amazing to me because all of a sudden, there'll be a native a young brave I had in my car one time. I've had from everywhere, from it doesn't matter, right? Like our ancients from all walks of life of humanity, they walk with all of us and they're all here. They don't hold limits on who can have this information and who can have this information. We're here to restore human exist, like the full potential of the original intention of human existence. And so your gift and your ability is to share the wisdom of the communication and the balance, but the essence of how humanity and nature were created side by side in connection. It's really fascinating, actually, because I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about mycelium. And he said to me, you know, I bl he said, you know, humans were created from mushrooms, from the same cells. And I went, well, that may be the first thing that has felt the realest, because when I felt into it, I'm like, well, that's how we communicate. We communicate, like that's how we overcome mass diseases, right? Is we communicate. The first ones who get it energetically, we're all communicating with each other like we do with trees. It's just,
Okay, you're blowing my mind right now. I'm sorry, you just are, because I just finished watching a video again with Avatar and how the roots and the fungus, it's a fungus of the roots, and how they all communicate with each other. And if one is dying, they pick up on that energy, that frequency, and they all come together to save that. I just got almost a
Yes.
bump. I just got the goosies on that. Okay, so
Right.
obviously, and I have not watched the second Avatar yet.
I haven't either.
So
I
I keep like, you'll know when you're meant to watch it. And I was like, well, I keep talking about it, but I haven't, you know, haven't done it yet. So it's just like, maybe I'm going to learn more from that one. I don't know, but there's that strong connection, like you said, with Mother Gaia, with trees. You know, and I just finished sharing the story where my son, when he was, you know, I don't know, he was maybe 4 or 5 years old, and we had moved into a backyard, really big Muskoka-like backyard. And my husband at the time wanted to put a pool in. There was a big tree in the middle of the yard, and we had to take that tree down. And my son, who was only like 3, 4 years old, was bawling.
Yep.
He was absolutely crying that we had to take that tree down. And it told me right there and then that my son is a nature, and he is a nature boy. He's into all of that. So it's just like, whoa, all this stuff about trees and how we're all connected. And again, where that funk, they call it the fungus, which was the electrons down below Mother Gaia, and they're
Yep.
all connecting through this specific fungus. Then I heard they're going to try and push that as a new kind of, not COVID, but you know where I'm
Yep,
going.
I do.
I heard there's going to be some kind of an actual fungus of some sort. Well, I just heard that. I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I mean, it's yeah, I can
And
feel
again,
that
they're just
too.
trying to push fear. That's all that
Well,
is.
and that's it, right? Because my, you know, when we started dealing with 2019, 2020, all the things started, like we had a lot of big questions. That's actually when I started that community, the collective, the Authentic Human Collective, because we had big questions. And I knew there was other people that like me that must have had big questions too, that we wanted to get answers. And it's tricky. Like I can't ask the question and get the answer as well, because I have to, my brain has to turn off. So when I go in, and so when I turn my brain off and go in, then I need someone else to be like, okay, but how does this make sense to the brain side? Because that's when I lose. I'm not there anymore. So my brain is fully in the energy and I can have complete awareness. So when someone can keep asking questions, then it's helpful. And you know, that's how we started understanding just how this was communicating. And you know, all the things behind it, where it came from, why and how. And but mostly what I learned was the resilience of the human body and how we were created, and the fact that we're self-sustaining. We are self-sustaining. But you have to believe that. And when you don't believe it, when you believe that someone else needs to fix you or needs to put you back together or whatever it is, then your faith in your own system is what causes things not to work.
I just heard we are our own ecosystem.
Yes. Oh my gosh, that's like your book. I can feel it. It's coming alive. Oh my gosh.
And it's funny too. Because I'm part of this other, just a mini, mini community that we meet just once. It used to be almost every week, and then we kind of went our own ways, and now it's just like, okay. And but I keep getting that we're going to be living off the land. We're going to go back to our ancients and living off the land and creating communities, especially when they keep pushing the agenda with what's happening with the weather and all that. We won't get into that, but you know what I'm trying to
Yes, I
say.
do.
But it's like, let's take all of our knowledges and bring it together. And it's funny because I went and spent a month in Costa Rica, probably, I think, was it 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. And learning, I just lost the terminology. Holy Moses, just went out the window. It
I
just
love
went out the window where
sustainably.
it just went out.
Okay.
And I studied it for a month, and I just, it's,
That's
and again, it's learning, permaculture. That's what it is.
okay, got it. Yes.
Oh, you know, and I took in some of it and some of it I didn't. And it was just like, okay. And the one thing that stands out in my mind is when it comes to creating a community is making sure that you have the watershed. So you find your location, but you must pick the watershed, make sure there is some form of water coming in. And to me, that's what stood out, right? The most.
I've said that from the beginning, is that water is the most important
Oh, absolutely. 100
of
and the
all
sun.
things.
And the sunshine, right? So having sunlight, because we don't
Yep.
have sun. By the way, I'm not wearing glasses on Monday.
Right? Oh
I'm
my
not
gosh.
wearing glasses. Yeah.
It's,
Anyway, but that's what
yep.
I'm saying is we need the sun and we need the water,
Yes.
right?
It's one, and yeah, it's funny. Oh my gosh. So I mean, I feel like I could have conversations with you for years and we would never be
So maybe we're
bored.
going to be creating our own community. Who knows? Where do you live, by the way?
I am in Prince Edward County, so just outside of Belleville. Where are you?
No, I was called to do a retreat out that way. I live in Burlington, but I have
Oh, so cool.
a little summer place just north of Peterborough. It's called Buckhorn.
Oh, that's super cool. I used to live in Apsley, which is
That
just,
sounds familiar. That sounds
there you
familiar.
go,
Yeah.
just outside of Bancroft. Yep.
And I do have, you probably get along with her. She's like a goddess herself. And I've never met this woman in person at all. And she has opened up her own healing retreat with the, what do you call the tents? The,
oh, the sweat lodges or
I love sweat lodges,
the
but it's
round
not that.
ones, the round
Yurt,
ones,
yurt,
yurts.
yurt,
Yes.
right?
Glad
So
that.
I have a calling to go in one of those. I've been
Yep.
in sweat lodges, but I haven't been in a yurt. And I'm just like, okay, there's something about that. There's something about, and I know that I'm going to be eventually moving more north. But I also have that dream because I love to travel being a snowbird, right?
Yes.
I just have that dream of, okay, let's spend 6 months here. Let's spend 6 months somewhere warm.
100%. And you know, I feel too like the world is going to change so,
Massively.
especially in the next 2 years. Like, and well, this year is the States, next year is Canada's elections. So, and these are pivotal elections in my perspective.
Huge,
This,
huge.
yeah.
And that brings me up to the next segue that I wanted to mention. What I feel is we kind of like we have our own, like our theme about ourselves, right? And so mine has always been one, a negative that I have a problem with is rejection.
Okay.
Just rejection and abandonment. So those are my two things. But I also don't like to be controlled. I'm all about freedom. And I'm just your own sovereignty. And it's just like, do not tell me what to do. And I don't agree with this. And don't get me going on taxes and stuff like that. Right. It's just like, what the whatever. Right. So it's just like, I just want to live by my own rules. I want to be able to not follow the norm, you know,
And I
the
think that comes, though, from a deep inner knowing of how we were meant to exist and coexist.
that is it.
And
That's it.
that's where the book will come in. You can see it's like, because we're self-governing. We're meant to be self-governing. We're not meant to be told what to do. So if you look at children, like I have a 10-year-old son. And how old is your son?
Both my boys are men now, so 26 and 22. Well,
That's
23.
awesome.
26 and
Awesome.
23. Yeah.
And you know, the reality is children naturally come into this world with a thirst for knowledge and the ability to feel everything. We just naturally do.
Especially
And
children, especially like yours is 10 years. Well, especially the children that have been born probably within the last 20 years and to follow. So they're going to be so
it's
connected.
just they keep coming because
So connected.
we've been doing the work to help create this new foundation, right? And I love that. And it's cool because it's like a waterfall effect, right? The more we do, the more that can keep coming behind us. And what I love is we're in this world, we're in this place where even if you are okay with being told what to do, right? Like even for people who, unlike us, you can't necessarily feel like, wow, this is really, you know, like there's something wrong here. People are now at the place where there is something wrong. They know that, even if they didn't clue in 10 years ago, 15 years ago. And it's not because they didn't want to clue in. It's because if they started questioning it, they'd have to question everything in their life, from their education to their entire foundation, their career sometimes, right? And so, you know, we're in a really cool place. And my perspective is the more wisdom that comes from the heart, that isn't, you know, angry, that is just pure essence, creation wisdom, right? It's that soul essence. That's what's going to change the world. It isn't going to be changed by fighting and arguing. And to be honest, I don't feel like the government will ever change the world because they're not interested in changing the world. They're interested in money. And they're interested in perpetuating the illusion of power, which is why it's so destructive, right? But it's people like you who have a mission and who have shown up every day of your life, even when it was hard, even when it challenged you, it challenged your beliefs, it challenged how the world saw you, how your friends saw you, how your family saw you, and you just kept going. And you kept, you know, kept following what you felt in your heart was the truth. You know, and I genuinely feel like your book is not only going to change the world. Yes, it'll be a bestseller because that goes without saying, because it's meant to be, you know, a number one New York Times sort of, and I use New York Times only because it's sort of the scale of, but it's understanding that that's how many hands it's going to get into. And that's why it's important. You know, it's wisdom that needs to be shared from a perspective of this is truth. This is who you are. So thank you for that. Like, I thank you for your work as a human being, you know, like your beingness and your commitment to keep going, even when it's hard, because it's not fun. It's not fun sometimes. Like sometimes it's super cool when you're, you know, in a safe place with other people who feel the same way. And then when you're not, it's not fun. Right? So how are you feeling? How are you feeling about writing a book?
It's nerve-wracking, and it's just so ironic because I am reading a book about a woman who's writing a book.
Of course you are.
It's a novel, of course, and my son
Yes.
bought it for me for Christmas, and finally, and I used to be an avid reader, always reading, read, 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 and then all of a sudden it became all spiritual books, and then I had enough of that, and it's like, okay, now we're going to go back to novels, romance novels or
Yep,
whatever.
those are my favorite. They
And then
take
I had
me out of the
reality.
intensity. Yep.
And then my brother came to visit me, and he's a guru, and he's writing a book right now, but it's a novel. Like it's way, way, way out there. And my
I
brother is
love
way,
it.
way out there. He's like one of the most intelligent beings I've ever met.
That's so cool.
And he lives out in Bancroft,
Oh, right
and
on.
he's basically trying to live off the land.
Yes, that's
So
amazing.
I just feel, and he's just, and I know he's channeling. I just know it. It's just like
You
whatever.
can't, yeah.
So perhaps you know, I'm that person, I'm very visual, and I'm trying to visualize how this book will be. Is it, like you've mentioned, just downloads of what? You know what I mean? So it's just, there's that little bit of insecurity.
Yep.
Am I intelligent enough?
I will tell you, I understand because they told me, Michelle, you're going to write a book. And I went, okay, so I don't want to write a book. I didn't even finish high school English. Like, I don't want to write a book.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
And
my point. It's like,
yep.
huh? Oh.
And then I told my family, which was a big ass mistake because my uncle was like, did you get a book on how to write a book? And now I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to screw this up. It's going to be horrible. And then I had it with my team. We went over all, like, I have books and books and books of information that I have written for years. And I'm like, maybe that's what it is. We'll put it all together. So one of my team members spent months. She did an incredible job and put it all together. And I was like, awesome. And I'm going to, so I could, and then I was like, I'll put it together and then I'll edit it and we'll make it into a book. And I sat down and I'm like a page and a half in and I'm like, this is not the book. And I went, okay, I'm going to have to write it. And so this is what happened. And I'm telling you because I feel like you'll understand all of it. So a friend of mine lent me their cottage and I went there for a week. And the first day I sat down and I started writing and I was writing, I don't know what to write. Why am I writing a book? And then it started coming. And it is literally like working with a client and information comes. And I just wrote and wrote and wrote. So I was learning it for the first time as I was writing it. I didn't write anything from my mind. Not a single word came from my mind.
You're channeling it.
The whole book, but I'm learning it at the same time.
Okay.
And so 5 days and I finished it. And then I went, okay, now I've got the book. What am I going to do? So I was like, well, you got to get a publisher. So I started looking and they were like,
Get someone else to edit it for you.
yeah, that's what they were going to do. And I was like, well, that's not going to work because you can't edit universal information. That's not going to work. So I self-published. That's why I self-published because I was not interested to go back to your not interested in control and anyone telling me what I have to do. And so I went, okay. And I self-published and, you know, I mean, it's, in my opinion, it's an amazing book. And it's funny because it's been out for 11 years and you know, friends will call me and they're like, listen to this. And they'll read like a chapter of something or like a paragraph. And I'm like, what is that? And they're like, it's your book. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. I'm really good. I got to read that again because I didn't write it with my mind. I wasn't strategizing how to get the information out. I just let it flow, which you already know how to do because you know how to surrender. So you just have to sit down and write.
Okay, and I keep getting, is your book in audio?
No, I have to, everyone keeps asking me, will you
That's
please?
what I just got for you. Is it people,
It's on my list.
because what it is that, and I'm that person, whereas, because I do a lot of driving, I love to drive, that's, I like to listen,
Yes.
right?
And the other cool thing is in the book is the nine fundamental aspects of each human being and the creation and the created essence of us. And so a lot of like if you're working on a specific dynamic of what you want to create in your life, then they'll say, okay, you know, read this chapter. And everyone's like, I want to read, I want to hear your voice say it as I'm going to sleep at night. And so a lot of them have recorded it themselves so that they can listen to it before they go to bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm very, very grateful for how it's been received. So, but I do. Thank you. I will,
And if you, and some people don't do it themselves, they'll hire someone else to do it for them, right?
yeah, it has to be me though.
It has to be your frequency move
Yep.
pushing through it, right?
I'm
So
writing a
are you
note.
familiar with Lori Ladd?
I've heard of her.
Okay,
Yes.
she channeled an amazing book, right? And I still haven't pushed my way through it yet, but she's very huge in social media with the spiritual community, and
That's
she's
awesome.
very, very connected. And she has a life story, but this isn't based on her life story.
Oh,
She
that's
channeled,
awesome. Yep, it's channeled messages again.
yeah, and very like it's just like, where does this come from? Like, where do you get how are you just able to speak? Right?
Right? Yes.
And I was even like, it kept coming to me because, you know, I have my own podcast and it's just like, okay, maybe I should Google how to be the best interviewer.
There you go. That's
Like,
good.
how do you know when, and I listen to podcasts and it's like, oh, that was a good question. How do you know when to ask the right questions? And I was listening to one this morning and it was just like, oh, my audience, my listeners are going to love this one. And I'm connecting with them and I know they're going to ask that question. And I'm just like,
Yes.
that is so cool. So that, you know, how do you become a really good interviewer? How do you know when to ask the right questions?
I
Well,
love
one thing that
that.
popped in my mind is in order to ask the right questions, you have to be a really good listener.
Right.
You do.
Yeah. I mean, and that's like, so this podcast is a little bit different because I'm not really talking to the human side for the most part with most people. I'm getting universal awareness. And again, this is the trick, is I have to turn my brain off in order to do
So
that.
you're stepping aside.
So I'm not really interviewing. I'm having a conversation with their soul. And so I'm loving that you're sort of putting this in there. And I'm like, okay. All right. And it's just going to keep evolving. It's going to keep shifting and changing and however it needs to. It's kind of awesome, eh? It's beautiful how, you know, we continue to be challenged to go to the next level, and how we show up to meet that challenge determines our experience, right?
So the word that just came to mind is that it's going to be magical.
Oh, I like that.
Magical. I
And
like that.
magical for the podcast, you mean, or magical, yeah,
Everything.
the world.
Magical.
Yeah, that's what I keep feeling. It's funny, you know,
Interesting. Yep.
well, I had that word. I had, you know, there's an old book called Utopia. And it was funny because I kept seeing that word. And then I looked up the book and what it was about, and I was like, wow, that does not seem like utopia to me. But I could see, because my idea of utopia is us living in connection with our original intention, all the awareness of who we were created to be. That's like, I can't get enough of that in this world.
And do you
And
feel a strong pulling? Sorry to interrupt there,
no.
or I'll lose it. Do you feel a strong pulling of wanting more like-minded people?
1,000%.
Because that's what I feel is creating that community and trusting that meeting the right people at the right time. And you mentioned that earlier, and I just feel a very strong pull of community of like-minded people. You know, peace and harmony. You know, there's always going to be, you know, that level of people that want to stir the pot, or they're not going to bend. They're not going to surrender. It's like, nope, it's this way. It's this way. We are the people that do not want to stay inside the box.
No, and I'm kind of over the people whining about being in the box and doing nothing about it, to be completely honest. And like, I have compassion for them. I understand where they are, but I don't want to have long conversations with them.
Yeah, I hear you. Don't have the patience for that.
No, I'm over it. I mean, you know, for those of us who have continued to keep asking big questions, keep looking for them, keep getting answers, you know, those are my people. Those are my people who we thrive in a place of higher knowing and not higher knowledge, like a whole bunch of information, but higher knowing, right? That constant ability to follow our instincts, follow our, you know, our ability, because we're connected, all of us.
I keep seeing the trees.
That's
We're wanting to keep growing and evolving like the trees.
Yes, you got to write this book. I can't wait to read
Right?
it.
Well, I'm already seeing the cover right there. And
Yes.
I always say to people, right, who are entrepreneurs, because that's what we are.
Yep.
And I always say to those, like my clients, if they, you know, they want to start their own business, like that's our future, is more and more people are going to be their own bosses. It's just finding your creativity, finding what it is, What's your niche? And so I always say to people, if you can come up with the title of the book, if you can come up with the title of the song, if you can come up with the title of your business, go from there.
Yeah.
Just go from there and mock up your business card. What's your marketing strategy? Because you are creating the reality and attracting more of that to you, as long as you believe in what it is that you're trying to create or wanting to create or what you're meant to create.
Meant to 100. And that's the thing, is a lot of people, they're like, I want to do this, but I don't think I'm worthy of it. Or I don't think other people will want it. And the reality is, if you're meant to be doing it, it's going to happen in the way it's meant to. And it's not going to happen overnight, because you have to learn along the way.
Yeah.
Right. Like we, every challenge over the last 20 years and then over the last 50 years of my life have been the challenges that have brought me to this level of acceptance of self, mm-hmm. awareness of self, yeah. and ability to keep going in spite of everything. Right.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Oh my gosh. I just love you. I just love you. So tell me, what is the name of your podcast?
Spirit Chat.
Spirit Chat. Ooh, I love it. Okay. Spirit yeah, Chat.
And I'm still fairly new. I'll be coming up to a year. Well, not actually, it's over, just over a year. So it's a whole new world for me, you know, and I've had my laziness because it, you know, I have to have it edited, and I'm on a platform, and it's like, I'm paying money yep. to do it, to have it professionally edited. Right. So it's just like, ooh. But then I always ask my clients at the end of their sessions, like, how did you discover me? And some will say, oh, I've lots of referrals or through the website, like I Googled you. And then some will say, and then from there, I went and listened to your podcast, and that's when I booked. I'm like, okay, so
it's working. You know,
I'm making yeah. progress. It's like yeah. anything else, discovering what's the ins and the outs, and then trusting, receiving the right people to have the interviews with, right? It's like, okay, well, is my audience going to be interested in this conversation?
Right. Right?
And so what I do sometimes too, is if I get a really good vibe from a session that I had with a client via Zoom, I ask the client's permission. I said, I feel like this is going to make a difference for other listeners out there, for people who are grieving and healing. Would it be okay if I use our session?
Yes.
And I've been able to do that. So I'll get a lot of people that are interested in that. Right.
Right.
You know, and I may have copied a little bit of Teresa Caputo, but I still don't know how she formats, but she's got a team, but people get drawn into
yeah.
her sessions, and it's just like the validation. So not saying that I want to be like her, but I'm just saying I'm using that as an example, how she's helped open up the doors.
Yes.
To help people bring what is so scary and perhaps dark and evil. It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
No
way. It's changing perspectives, right? Yeah. And okay. she's taken a lot of skeptics and turned them into believers, which,
absolutely.
You know, is phenomenal. And it makes them more ready to hear, you know, yeah. the level of awareness that you're sharing, right? It's the same thing with Tyler Henry, right? The Hollywood medium. He's yeah. lovely. And I remember watching episodes where he was, you know, he was sharing information from loved ones who'd crossed over, and mm-hmm. And then, you know, his guests would ask questions, and he's like, oh, I don't really know that answer. And I'm like, I do. I can feel it. I'm here. I'm getting all yeah. this information yeah. now, you know, yeah. and it's like watching TV, like The Curse of Oak Island. I don't know if you watch that, but that is like, it's a TV show I absolutely love. They're literally searching for treasure on an island in Nova Scotia, Canada. And it is unbelievable. They've been doing this for over 10 years. And like, I know the history. I know that there's 5 treasures on that island, 3 of which are like gold.
Let's go.
Road right. Trip. But Road it's trip. Like, and reaching out to them, and, you know, but the thing is that now, because they've been doing it on TV for so long, you can't just send an email to someone and be like, listen, this is where it is. This is how yeah. you're going to find it. But this is the significance. But I do know that what they're going to find is going to change the course of humanity, because there's 4 basic pillars of current human existence: financial, medical, education system, and the government. Oh, and religion. So 5. Mm-hmm. And it is going to change 3. It's going to change 3. And so you know, like we're all the illusions are coming down. And those who started the financial system and the religious system are going to be uncovered in what they're doing there. And so those are two of the greatest treasures. And when you become renowned for that, it will be bigger than finding a treasure. But most people they don't understand that yet. And that's okay. So anyways, it's, like these are the kinds of things, right? Like you're watching TV and it just sort of like it comes, right? Like information just comes. As soon as someone asks a question, the answer comes out of my mouth. And it's always been that way. Like my mother, when I was little, she'd be like, "Don't be a little Miss Know-it-all, mind your own business." And so I thought it was, I really at that point thought that every person was like this. And, but because of the way that she talked to me about it, I covered it up. And it wasn't until she passed away when I was 29, and 2 weeks later, it was like walking around and all the souls and all the universe and all the energy particles, like I could see everything. And I was like, okay. But it wasn't scary. I wasn't overwhelmed. It was just not yet. And I remember going out for dinner a few months later with girlfriends, and I forgot my purse in my bedroom, and I went back in, and the entire wall of my bedroom disintegrated, and I was looking into the soul of the universe, and I just went, okay, not right now, and I walked out of the room, and it was just like, okay, it's here, it's come, the time has come. And I know you understand that, right? It's like that's your time has come to write the book, to get out from behind the wall, and when I say wall, it's like that place that we hide behind until it's safe to come out all the way. And it's a pretty incredible place to be, knowing that you get to break free soon because the world is ready for the magic that you have to offer.
And I know more, like that's why I feel really excited about the after effects of the eclipse, because I know we are just going to be receiving so many downloads. Right. And it's just exciting. Don't know what it is.
Well,
It's
and
like,
they've started, right? Like they're just coming in, and all of us, like if everyone's on edge, all the animals are like highly sensitive, like humans are highly sensitive. It's great. It's great. As crazy as that sounds.
what are your thoughts on holding retreats up for like-minded people?
Yeah. Like for you. Yes, right? Yeah. So what I am seeing is, again, it's all nature, it's all natural. I definitely see the yurts, but I see you leading and you're walking long skirts, barefoot around the yurts. Like it's your space, and people are coming into your space to have an energetic experience with their soul. And
Wow.
yep. Yeah.
Because I have a place in mind and it's up for sale. So that's what I'm asking the universe. Is my investment going to kick in so that I can offer, like, take up? I already have a vision with it, what I would have there. It's right on the water, everything about it. The price went down. So it's just a matter of like, okay, investment, come in
Yeah.
so that I can scoop up this place and help make a difference. And it would be a place for people who can't afford to have the experience. And it's like, you're coming to my place, you don't have to pay, just show up and just bring your heart.
Yeah.
And that's my way of giving back to humanity.
It's beautiful.
But again, that's where.
Okay, and so there's two sides to that, okay? Because if they don't pay anything, they don't actually have to put effort into attending. And energetically, you're exchanging a significant amount of wisdom. And if you don't require anything in exchange, then what happens is you're floating in the universe. You're not tethered to your purpose. And there's a lot of and I did that. I made some huge mistakes because I gave so much that I gave to the point where I wasn't tethered anymore. But when I'm seeing you, it's not, money isn't bad. It's not bad, which is hard to accept. The original intention of money was bad, but money's just paper and coins. And then it's put in a bank and it's created. Like literally, every time someone gets a new mortgage, all that money has just been created, period. That's, it's not rocket science. It's just really, really simple. And at the end of the day, we live here. We live in a world that is that balance. And what they're showing me is you're going to learn this when you write your book. Because again, it's the natural world and the physical that is coming together.
It's called
And
the gathering.
yes, and the money is a huge part of that because it's part of what makes us, it's part of our human experience right now. And don't negate it. Don't throw it, don't throw the power of it away. Because when you respect someone's ability to exchange abundance with you in exchange for your abundance, you're gracing them with belief in who they are. And when people give things away for free, it comes from a place of wanting to help and wanting to fix. But it's remembering that we're all whole. Nobody's broken. They're coming to see you
Oh,
to go to pull out their higher self. You got
you
it, right?
gave me the I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
It's beautiful.
We're not here to fix people because we're not broken.
No. No. And if that whole belief of I want it to be free is like, well, people are broken. They don't have enough money to come see me.
Oh. I almost dropped another F-bomb.
Yeah. Right? I love it. I love
Oh, wow, amazing. A lot of insights today, Michelle.
Yes.
A lot of
Thank you.
insights.
Thank you. I'm
No,
s
thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming and being here and sharing in this awesome conversation. My heart is full. It's
So is mine.
really full.
It's
Thank you.
singing.
Right? It's
My heart
like,
is singing right now.
yes, I can hear, it's
Yes.
like angels singing. Yeah, it's really, really cool. So where can people, besides Spirit Chat, your podcast, where else can they find you? What's your website?
So my website is very easy. My name, HelenPeacock.ca. Very simple,
Perfect.
right?
And
And
what?
I'm all over. Like you go to my website, then you find my Facebook, then you find, it's that
All the
trail.
social media. Yep.
All
Yep.
my social, I'm big on Instagram, and I have my personal page for Facebook, and then I have my mediumship page.
Awesome.
My name's in attached to all of that,
I
so
love it. And what would someone coming to you be looking for? What are they looking for when they want to do work with you?
there's spiritual guidance, so
Awesome.
you have that aspect, and then a connection with loved one in spirit, right? So, or it's a blend of both. I'm now doing this. Hold on. I'm now started to tap into this Healy. I don't know if you've
Oh,
heard that
yeah, I
yet.
did hear about that a few years ago. Tell
Oh,
me about
yeah.
it.
So it's about maybe 4 years, 3, 4 years now. So what it is, it's all based on frequency and vibrations.
Yes, and you
So
can
it's
do it
all,
remotely too, if I'm
and
understanding.
I've got a client that just booked. So basically what it is it's picking up your aura, picks up on your frequency. And also connects with animals as well. And so it's, again, it's just attached. So because I have this part here, that's called the coil. So
Okay.
that's what can pick up anywhere. And then we have another one that you add to it, which is the wristbands, and that gives microcurrents. So it just reads your frequency.
Yep.
And because I have all the programs through Bluetooth on my phone, it can tap into what you're low of, what do you need more of. I can
Love
also
it.
get all my the frequency of all homeopathic remedies on here. Anything to do with the gut flora, that's my mission, is to clean that up all.
Yes.
So if you have any ailments, you put it in and it gives you the protocol, what to download for the
Yes.
with. So what you're basically getting is the frequency and vibration of that, of what you're low and you're at balance for. And so I can tap into your aura, your chakras, all of that just by this alone.
Without having to orally take anything. It's you're getting the remedies or the minerals from that. Yeah.
The secret is you, it's all about intention. So as long as you're open to it,
secret of the universe,
right? So I take your picture,
yep,
take it from here, and then we finish our session. And let's say a week from now, you're like, Helen, this is what I'm kind of feeling. Can you tap in? And I have your picture and I set the intention. You can also, and I get my clients to do this, is verbally, you speak into my phone. So the microphone part, what is your focus? What do you want to manifest? And in the present moment, like you already have it, it's here, it's in the now. So I record that and that goes into your frequency. So then we pick up what needs to bring that to help to come to fruition.
Love that. I know a lot of my clients will be like,
it's called the Healy. It's a new program that I've added, or a new service, I should say, not program. It's a new service that I've just added to my website. And I'm excited about it because, again, it's all about moving forward with technology, with it's not AI, but it's based on Nikola Tesla, 3, 6, 9, and 12. A lot of people don't know about the 12.
Yes.
Tapping into the frequency. I had my girlfriend, she had just lost her father and she flew back to Scotland and she was already familiar with this because I did it with her in person. And I just got nudged and I reached out to her and I said, listen, I'm not going to say her name just for privacy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just said, I know what you're going through right now. Would you like me to bring out my Healy? Let's set the intention. She says, whatever you got to do, do it, please. Yes, I'm open to it. So I put in the program and I said, okay, I'm going to start this within 5 to 10 minutes. So just be open to receiving. And then I was able to email her all the programs from that, everything that I had downloaded, everything that I've implemented into her information field.
Yep.
I was able to email it to her.
And she have done it because I got the emails back from this lady. So yes. Okay. Yes. I'm with you. Yes.
So I said to her, I said, so this is what I've done. Take the time if you want to go over it. And she says to me, she says, Helen, I don't know what you did. She says, but I had a migraine for the last 48 hours and it's now gone.
Yay.
Right. And I had no clue. I had no clue. So it's just like, okay, there's something to this. You can call it science. It's not woo woo. It is so not woo woo. This is science. This, right.
Well,
and I'm a firm believer on sound frequency. Like I'm always got my tuning forks. I'm all about that. So I call it baby steps to when we're ready for the med beds. So that's our future.
Yeah.
Again, so it's preparing, it's baby steps. It's preparing our humanity that there's more to health, to healing ourselves, not pharmaceutical drug. I'm not knocking every pharmaceutical, but I do firmly believe in plant medicine.
Yep.
Living off the land, getting our nutrients that way. And if you're, whatever you're lacking, that's where the Healy comes in.
Yes. Which is really cool. Like my understanding of the basics of existence are energy, then becomes intention, then becomes experience. So it's the three E's. And you know, that's what I'm seeing is, you know, the Healy is packaging that.
Mm-hmm.
And delivering it until you can do it yourself, right? And that's what we need. That's, you know, in my understanding and experience and what I've been really studying quite in depth over the last few months is I know we're self-healing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we can't self-heal if we keep damaging our bodies. And we damage not because we want to, but because the water that we're drinking isn't pure. Whether we have it on a purifier or not, it's still not at the vibration of the level of original intention.
Having said that, another part of this, I don't have it because I'm still fairly new to this. It's called the Mag Healy. So it's just
add on,
whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And I haven't ordered that, but what it is, it's called the Mag Healy and you can put it in your pantry. You can put it by your water. And so now that's external. So it fixes or adds to the proper frequency that your food needs to be at, that your water needs to be at, for your plants, for your animals. Yeah. And I'm not there yet, right? Baby steps with all of that. But like I said, it's the way of our future. That's what it is,
That's
basically.
awesome. I love how excited you are. That is amazing. It feels so good, right? It feels so good to be aware of an opportunity that can bring higher awareness. And in higher awareness always comes healing, mental, emotional, physical healing. It comes from higher awareness. And I love that. I love your passion for it.
And I had no clue. It wasn't even in my field to even speak about this. It just happened. And I like how that just flowed into it. But I had no, I was like,
Natural.
wasn't even on the brain.
It's how it's meant to be. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much, Helen. I look forward to having more
Well,
conversations with
there's going to
you.
be more. I
Yeah.
heard
We're going to do some cool stuff together. I feel like it's just going to be awesome. So, helenpeacock.ca and Spirit Chat and on Audible. I'm assuming it's on all of the what's the words
Anywhere
I'm
you
looking
listen to your
for? Any
podcast
podcast.
channel,
Yep.
there's one thing
Perfect.
I would like to mention if
Yeah.
anyone's interested, especially because it's up your way.
Yep.
There is a vineyard up in Buckhorn called Kawartha's.
Okay.
Kawartha's Vineyard. I am holding a day of one-on-one readings.
Oh, awesome.
Plus,
Awesome.
because she wants to plug me, she's also doing, you can get a free wine tasting.
Oh, so
So
cool.
it's like
Okay, so what's the date of that?
wine and spirit. So that's going to be May 20, what's it, May 19th or May 24th?
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so it's on a Sunday afternoon. I'm just waiting for her to send me her logo so I can put together the program. So they're going to be 30 minutes long each, and I could fit in 12 people. So just because it's up that way,
Yes, yes.
I'm really trying to develop a following moving north. So
Of course.
I'm planting seeds.
Yay! I love that. Oh
Planting
my
seeds for when
gosh.
that time comes. So
Oh, thank you. And they can book on your
yeah,
website.
I'll have that information as soon as I'm just waiting for, I can't move forward until she gives me the information, the
Yep.
contact information of how people can pay. And so once I get that, I'm going to plug it onto my website right away, and then it'll be all over social media. So
Brilliant.
I'm trying to get her to do a dinner. And she said, well, let's feel it out this way. We'll see how many people will come for your personal reading. Then we'll do like a dinner, wine, and spirit chat,
Yes,
like a platform.
that's awesome. Oh, sign me up. I'm so there.
It's a beautiful way to get people who are new to this, you know, to see how I deliver, to see how the connections are made.
Yes.
You know, obviously I can't read for everybody, but it's just to open up that door, right?
And it, you know, my experience is when you listen to other people receiving messages for them, there's always nuggets of wisdom that
Always.
pertain to me as well.
And
Always.
I say it as part of my introduction. If it resonates with you and you're getting the goosies, because spirit, you know, they're very intelligent beings. They know how to have me channel words in such a way where the message is for more than one person, and you must own it.
And
So.
that was it. It was really cool. I love that. Oh my gosh. That's been a huge part of my learning. And every step of the way, as I open more, they'd be like, okay, now you can hold space for 1,000 souls. Now you can hold space for 100,000 and then 1,000,000. And then it got to 7 billion. And I was like, okay, I'm good.
You're
So,
good.
because it's one of those things where, you know, when they show up on the other side, right? We have to learn. It's an art, communication. It is an art because you're navigating how the human mind and how we've been taught to communicate there with our instincts. And it's an art. It really is. And I remember the first time I was like, they all showed up and I was like, this is not going to work because you can't, like, there's like 2 million beings on the other side. And I'm like, guys, like we're here for an hour. You know,
But
like this isn't going to work.
there's no concept of time when it comes to the universe.
Right. Exactly. So then I'm like, you guys have to figure it out. We have 45 minutes and you need to decide A, who's going to communicate and what you want to say. And then it was really cool because then they all came together as a collective and then messages and then, right. And then it's cool because sometimes it'll be one being. And that's where, like, when I was talking with you today, I'm like, Gaia's here, like Mother Earth, because it wasn't the collective. She stood out and said, no, this is my message to share with Helen because Helen needs to hear it from me.
I have never had any kind of connection in that sense when it comes to Mother Gaia. Never. And
then
closest
the
I might have
angelics came.
Mother Aya. Yes, Mother
Okay.
Aya. When I was on in Peru, I did, and I got the three grandmothers, the three mothers. I
Okay.
had those three come through in my session.
Yeah, I can feel them. And they're more like their native, that's their native land. So it was a very, I can feel it was a cathartic experience because you were releasing matriarchal line stuff. And yeah, I can feel like I've got goosebumps
And
from head
had
to toe.
a sexual healer shaman come through as
Yes.
well. And
Yes.
the first thing when he came into my vision, I started laughing. He's like, "Why are you laughing?" And I said, "You're too young to be a shaman and you're too good looking."
Funny, right?
Laugh. And he had like this bear head on him, right? Like this
Yes.
bear. And I was just like, "Whoa." And he did mention, "Oh yeah, you're gonna be involved with some kind of sexual healing out there, especially what's happening as a collective around the world and down below."
Yep.
Right. So it's just like I had to be ready. And that's before COVID hit. And all of a sudden I went down the rabbit hole and back up. And then I went down the rabbit hole and back up. And I'm like, "Whoa, what's been happening sexually?"
Yeah.
That's a big, huge disclosure. So it's almost like I needed to receive that information to prepare me for what I was about to experience, not to
And
experience.
learn on the physical side. Like
Yes,
it's a lot for your brain to
huge.
take in, right?
Oh.
Like when we're confronted, like when you have such an awareness of pure soul intention, and then all of a sudden we become aware of humans who do things like that whole Jeffrey Epstein case and the whole
All
dynamic,
of
you
that,
know,
all.
and then the Underground Railroad, right? Tim, I can't remember his last name. Oh my gosh, that's horrible. You know, and it's all the children, child trafficking all over the world. Like it
But
is the,
it's been going on for centuries.
and
That's
that's the, like
scary part.
centuries, right? Like thousands of years. And people keep treating it like it's okay, right? And so it's, and yet the most like, and this is where they keep these are the illusions that have to come down, right? These are the truths that have to be revealed. And there's those of us who we saw it so that we could hold enough space so that when the truth comes out en masse,
Yes,
that
we are here for them.
we're here to hold space to say, you can have your emotional reaction. You can get angry. You can get sad. You can get, and we're going to hold that space for you to have those experiences. But we also are holding space for those who are taking it on. People like Tim, you know, who are infiltrating those worlds and getting slack for it, right? I mean, it's,
Did you see the movie?
I didn't see it. I don't think I could see it. It
It's
would,
not as bad as you think.
no.
I was on the same train. I was on the same track as you. No, I went and saw it. It's not like that at all.
Okay.
And again, it's all about intention. But as you notice, it's now slowly dripping out from Hollywood right now, right? It's slowly dripping out. So it's
It's
like,
been
yeah.
there for years. The whole that whole dynamic, the whole world of Hollywood has been ground in it. That's how it started. That was the exchange, right? And I remember when they said to me, I guess it's like 12 years ago, maybe 13 now, and they said, Michelle, you're going to have a TV show. And I was like, I don't know if you ever watched Different Strokes as a child, but I was like, what are you talking about, Willis? Like, I was like, it's not going to happen. I don't want, and we had, over the years, we had three or four really lucrative offers. And I kept saying no. And I would blow them up in like crazy ways. But the reality is, I couldn't be a part of that world in the way that it was created. And now it's really cool because there are humans who, like Tyler Perry, where he's created an entire studio, and it's not based on fear and manipulation and coercion and rape, essentially, right? So there, humans are doing good things, and I believe in humanity. At the end of the day, I know we're going to win,
Oh, we already have.
right? Like we will remember who we are, and we will become who we're meant to be.
And that's one of the reasons why we are here, is to help remember who we are. That's exactly it. It's just remembering our ancestry, remembering the roots from the
yes.
Greece.
And not the roots that go back a couple thousand years or 100,000 years, but I'm talking billions of
billions.
years until like back to when original creation. That is my jam. That is my sweet spot. You know, ancient civilizations are great. They're great. And the roots there are great, but we're at this place. And that's what I feel like you're going to be writing that book that talks about original creation, the essence of, and this, there's a, it's not similarities. It's the simultaneous creation of the essence of both. So the essence of existence of both the natural world and humanity, and how they were meant to be coexisting, because humans were here when dinosaurs were here.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, and I'm like, no, humans have always been here. This is the fifth iteration of humanity itself. Fifth, which is, you know, when I started exploring that, it blew my mind, because, but it makes sense, because we've been all different. Like the first iteration, we weren't as physical as we are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could fly, we could float. We didn't really walk, but we also weren't really participating. So there's, I mean, gosh, we could go down that rabbit hole. That's going to be a whole other show. We're not going into that, but ultimately, you know, the point of what you're meant to share is the original intention of human existence and the alignment with the natural world, and how we were meant to not only coexist, but we receive everything we need from each other in ways that our brains can't comprehend yet, because you're going to help extract that information from the universe and spread it into human minds so that we can start to remember. Thank
Beautiful.
You. Thank you.
Magical.
Magical. Helen, thank you so much. I appreciate
so
everything.
Welcome. I want to say thank you, because lots of nuggets, a lot of things have been unpacked here today. But I do want to chat with you after the recording, if that's
100%. Okay. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being our guest. And I know a lot of this community is going to reach out and be really interested in what you're having
I'm
to
honored.
offer.
Absolutely honored and blessed. Thank,
thank
you,
you
so much, Michelle.
Thanks, Helen.
Blessings.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this conversation and want to learn more, head on over to michellevickers.com. Join our mailing list to receive new episodes right to your inbox, or apply to be a guest on the show. If this episode made you think of someone while you were listening, forward the link onto that person with a little note about why it made you think of them, because the greatest gift you can give another human is to see the beauty and purity of who they truly are. Until next time, stay curious.